Joining us over the phone right now to talk some high school swimming heading into the state weekend is Coach Amanda Iamone with the Kemmer Swim Team. Coach, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great, Coach. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes of your time. We know you're busy and you are getting ready to compete later today. But one thing I was thinking about this is from a Kemmer perspective in particular, you had the swimming pool obviously had some physical structural issues a couple of years ago. You got COVID this year. It's got to just feel good to be in the pool at state at this particular moment, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we just kind of feel lucky that we made it to this point. You hear about all these cases where kids are being quarantined and stuff, and we're just happy to be here.
Well, Coach, tell us, walk us, before we get into the weekend, tell us how this season has gone for your boys team and how you've competed and held up with the other teams you've gone up against.
You know, overall, it's been a really good season. This is the hardest working group of kids that I've had for a boys team in my 8 years of coaching. But as a season, it's gone really well. You know, we're one of the smaller schools and smaller teams, but we hold our own. You know, we don't have that depth that everybody else has, but they make a lot of noise individually, and then we put together some pretty good relays. So hopefully that'll carry through today and tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list of teams that are there at state. You know, you've got teams like Cody and Green River that compete in 4A and other sports. And obviously, Kemmer is on the lower end of the 2A spectrum in some of this other sports. So, yeah, you really are one of the smaller schools. Kind of take us through a meet. How does it go? Because I'll be honest with you, of all the different sports that Wyoming offers at the prep level, I know the very littlest about swimming and diving. Now, walk us through how a meet goes, especially the state meet, and how the kids navigate that.
Yeah, sure. Well, with the state meet specifically, they start out with diving, and unfortunately, our diver got injured this year, so he won't be able to compete in that. But usually, we start out with diving. And then after that, we go into the swimming events, and they go through their events, and it usually goes for about 2.5 hours at the state meet, and then we basically do it all over again the second day. But right now, the kids are just kind of preparing mentally, and they had a little breakfast this morning, and hopefully they're preparing themselves for today.
Talking with Coach Amanda Iamone with the Kemmer Boys Swim Team at their state event. That was one of my questions, Coach, was a lot of the sports culminating events, they're just jamming it all into one day. But you guys are doing it in 2 days. They're not doing the first round like in the morning and then round two in the afternoon. It's a two-day event.
Yeah, we got lucky. The state, you know, took a look at us and said, oh, we can probably be pretty normal. I think we became one of the more normal sports, I guess you could say, normal in this COVID chaos, but yeah, we're pretty normal around here. However, you will see masks everywhere.
Obviously not in the pool though, right?
No, I hope not. Kids might have a hard time swimming.
Yeah, I'd say that would be extra tough. Tell us, yeah. What are some of the things that you've had to deal with as far as have you had to practice in different pods, things like that, and what type of restrictions has COVID put on you as a coach?
Well, mostly it's come with the kids when they're out of the water. They have to wear masks all the time on the deck. If they're stretching or whatever on the deck, they've got to wear them. I have to constantly wear a mask. That's become normal, and the kids have really gotten used to it, and my group's really good about it. Since we're so small as a team, we only have 7 guys, so we haven't had to practice in pods or anything like that. We were able to distance ourselves enough. We've been lucky that way. I guess that's a plus of being a small team. But other than that, that's kind of how it's changed for us.
Coach, tell us about some of the swimmers you have on your team this year. You mentioned just the 7. You mentioned it's one of the hardest working boys teams you've had in a while. Tell us who's on your team, and especially the seniors.
Well, we've got 1 senior, but he is an awesome senior. That's Braden Dearden. He'll be swimming the 100 fly and 100 breaststroke for us, and then swimming a couple of relays. He's also been working out an injury, but yesterday he looked really good. We also have a junior, Aiden Runyon, who has worked incredibly hard this whole season. He looks really good. He'll be swimming the 50 freestyle and 100 breasts as well, and then on relays. And then we've got a group of sophomores that is really strong, Connor Dietrich, Seth Krell, and Darren Smith, and hopefully they can make some noise. Last year, Seth Krell was the only one to place as a freshman in that group, but hopefully we'll get Connor and Darren on there as well.
Well, Coach Iamone, appreciate your time. Before we close here, we never did have a chance to talk to you about your girls' program. They compete in the fall, correct?
Right, yeah.
How did that go? Give us a summary there before we close out.
You know, they're a really young group, hardworking. Just hardworking. I know I just keep saying they're all hardworking, but they are. They kind of had an up-and-down season because they were so young, but I think it was a good learning experience for them. Amelia Despain, a sophomore, she did really well. She was our high placer at state, but looking for some good things for them next year.
That's Coach Amanda Iamone, Kemmer High School swim team, heading into their state tournament this weekend. Coach, good luck to you guys.